What is going on, everybody? Welcome to Suplex City Geeks. Steve here. And joining me today, I got Alex.
I don't know why, but when I was listening to the intro song or whatever, I don't know why, I just wanted to come out and we're like, you know.
Dude, it's the perfect intro song because, one, it's heavy, and two, it's
like
very,
me.
It seems like a wrestling type theme song, which is why I chose it.
You know, because, I'm just guessing, man. Even though I know we're gonna, I don't want to jump the gun or whatever the hell, but for whatever reason, listening like to the theme songs, a lot of stuff that was on fucking Impact.
It's about time.
I was just like, they're like a lot of the theme songs. I was just kind of like,
They're very generic. They're generic theme songs, but that's cool. Like, I still enjoy it. There are a few of them that are actually really good on Impact, but yeah, I see what you mean. But that's not, we're not here to just talk about Impact. Even though there is a shit ton of wrestling happening this weekend.
Dude, fucking WrestleMania weekend or whatever always has shows. Whatever the hell, a lot of indies, like, it's like all around the area, whatever,
Yeah.
Even though, like, the main stop or whatever is in fucking L.A., right?
Oh, of course,
But, a lot of indie shows are going to capitalize or whatever. Like, there's some people that, since it's Mania weekend, right, that they want to, put shows out there, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, there's, of course, there's Mania, obviously, which is what we're going to be talking about here. But there's also Ring of Honor, Supercard of Honor happening this weekend. Also, Impact and New Japan are having a crossover event, the Multiverse of
Madness, something. Whatever.
Yeah, the Multiverse of something.
Multiverse United.
Yeah, that shit. But yeah, they have that. Then there's also AEW obviously having the regular stuff. But
And I'll also remember NXT Stand and Deliver.
Yes, NXT Stand and Deliver too. All happening this weekend. So the big promotions are putting out a shit ton of stuff for wrestling this weekend, which is pretty fucking cool, because regardless, there's going to be something for everybody.
Yeah.
Which is fucking great, which is what I enjoy. It's one of the main reasons why I enjoy wrestling and why I have become such a fan of wrestling now, is because there's so much of it out there that's actually pretty damn good.
You know, I was actually trying to watch NXT earlier today and...
It's not the same. It's not the same
as it used to be. Like 2.0, killed it for me, right? And then when they try to, change it back, it's still, WWE Lite.
It really is. But what you got to think about too is it is also still developmental. Like, everybody there, granted, there are a few people that are ready to hit the main roster. They aren't pretty much to the standards of your regular wrestling fan. Like, if they're on the indies, they'd be great if they were just on the indies, but they're not.
Yeah, but remember,
it's a nationally broadcast.
And the height of NXT was a lot of international stars and indie darlings.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and then
which at this point, they're all of those people that were indie darlings and international stars are on the main roster now,
or they got let go during the pandemic and are part of AEW and other stuff.
Yeah. So a lot of these people, a lot of these ones that are there now, are still getting their comeups, which I get it and I understand. And there are some that are absolutely need to move on. Like Carmelo Hayes, fucking fantastic wrestler. I would love to see him on the main roster. Roxanne Perez, again, she's fucking fantastic. Needs to get away from NXT. Granted, yes, it could just be a work that's happening right now with her injury or whatever, or the fact that she kind of had a concussion or whatever. But she may be showing up sometime soon for the main roster because they basically made her drop the title. So,
well, honestly, from the little thing that I saw today before, I jumped on, right? She convinced Mr. Shawn Michaels, right, to put her in the match.
Which is cool. which is cool. I'll take it.
So, you know,
she's awesome. She's great, actually.
Yeah. So that, like, let's see how that plays out, you know, this weekend.
But it's going to be interesting to see what's going to happen. Like, especially this weekend, like I said, there's so much wrestling happening. But the main reason we're here is because WrestleMania is going on this weekend. WrestleMania 39. What sucks is that it's two nights. That's fine because there's a lot of shit to go there. Because
you know what really gets me? I kind of thought, and this was just me, that, you know, when the pandemic did happen and they decided to make it two nights, like, mm-hmm. that, you know, that made it, you know, like, that was an excuse to do it. Now, I guess, you know, just to soak up whatever money is possible, whatever the hell, that they're going to continue running with it. And hey, whatever, it's okay. As long, and I'm going to just say like exactly like this, as long as you have a card that is well worth it.
Yeah. Or at least a somewhat decent card.
I mean,
honestly, because there are a couple matches in this that I'm just like,
eh. Oh, you're talking about what we would call filler matches?
We'll go into it in a little bit. Yes. Yes. Ooh, there are a few matches. It sounds like it's going to be
fun.
There are a few matches in here that I'm just like, really? Or like matches that I would much rather have switched over to like the SmackDown before or even the Raw after.
I get
there's so many things, so many things there that we can get into.
I mean, to be honest with you, whatever. One thing that I like, maybe we can do this after we go down the card or whatever, is just maybe doing fantasy booking.
Okay, we could probably do that later. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, after we go down the card or whatever, and then it's just like, what we would do.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. We could do that.
So, should we get started?
Hey, let's get into it, dude. I guess let's start with, like, not the big heavy hitter matches, because obviously those are, like, we would get the most out of those. Let's start off with the smaller matches, which is something that I'm like, okay, maybe these can be dope, maybe these can be okay. But let's start off with the Women's Mania Showcase match, which they haven't really said if these showcase matches, because there's two tag team matches or whatever, like showcase matches. So there's the women's and the men's. The women's one, we have Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez versus Shotzi and Nyla and Natalya, Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler, and Chelsea Green with
Carmella?
No, Carmella is nowhere to be found. But what's her name? The lady that she was the general manager. Sonya Deville. Sonya Deville. Yes. So all around, this could be a fun match. Who would I like to see? I don't know. I don't know. This is one of those matches that I'm just like, there's no real stakes here either. So like, this is just like, oh yeah, look, these women are just gonna fight.
I mean, wouldn't it be something like whoever wins would probably get a future shot at the tag team, you know, the women's tag team titles?
Right. That's what it should be. But they haven't said like, oh yeah, you're gonna be going for this specific title. They just said like, oh yeah, it's gonna be a showcase match. So how is it going to happen? What are the reasons for a showcase match? Would be to essentially be part of an eventual like tag match for the title.
Yeah.
But they didn't say anything otherwise.
I mean,
and granted, yeah, the tag team, the is going nowhere.
WWE has been infamous for like, you know, like their weak, like their game has been weak when it comes to their tag team division. I mean, lately when it comes to like the
women's tag team division.
Yeah, but you know what the problem is though, and it's true. It just seems like a lot of times they're just putting people together versus having legit teams working. You know, But in all actuality, whatever, most of the women's roster are mostly singles individuals anyway.
Yeah, they're all singles. Like, there's no real women's tag team there. They're just like, oh yeah, let's see if this person and this person can look together in a fight.
The only one person that's in there that can pretty much, you know, is like the workhorse of everything is fucking Natalya, dude.
Yeah.
What really gets me is this. It's just like, she's to the point where she doesn't really necessarily need a belt, but a lot of times they've, like, you know, put her under so hard many times that people tend to forget how good she actually is.
She's good. She's really good. And she's one of the few ones that actually, like, put out the fact that, like, she does train a lot of people also. Because she's been around for so damn long.
Yeah. Just come out of nowhere, like, you know, if you've seen the videos online that she's posted, like, on Instagram or whatever, of training sessions that, you know, that she has with, like, students and everything like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she's a workhorse, dude. Like, you know.
And she has people everywhere, too. Not just in WWE. She has a few people that are in AEW also that are training with her. Some people that are in, like, Impact as well. So, like, there are people everywhere that she's been training and she has, you know, some type of somewhere.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. So, the only team that I would see that could possibly win this one, which I kind of want to see happen, is the Karens, you can call them now, Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville.
That's hilarious.
Exactly. That's the funny thing. I'm like, I like everybody else.
Ronda Rousey, for whatever reason, I just keep thinking, like, you know, just because they probably want to just give it to her, I was going to say it might be Team MMA.
Okay, I can see that.
Even though, like, the team that I would want to win personally, whatever, would be Natalya and Shotzi.
Fair, yeah.
Because
that would be awesome, because Shotzi's awesome.
Out of everybody there or whatever, those are, like, my, you know, my top in that whole selection.
That's fair, yeah. I could definitely see it. But yeah, it'd be interesting to see. It would be very interesting to see Chelsea and Sonya actually come through with the win for that one. Because that'll give them
Chelsea's debut in Royal Rumble,
dude. That would be amazing. And not only just that, but like every single match that she's had since then have all been pretty much squashes. She's gotten squashed in just about every single match she's had.
Do you know what I thought was hilarious? That, like, her like the gimmick of whatever in fucking Impact, that they brought up her name and everything like that. Like, you know, you chased away my friend and all that. With the whatever the Dina, was it Dina Perazzo, whatever match, which I thought was hilarious. I'm just like, they're kind of pushing it, like, you know, but I get it.
Yeah. Because she used to be tag champions with Dina Perazzo. They were really good there. And the fact that, like, she pretty much left there and they brought her over here to just pretty much get squashed by everybody else, it's kind of like, eh. Like, she's good in ring. I like, enjoy her matches. Which is kind of why I want to see her win. Because she actually, like, she's good. And the fact that Sonya Deville is pretty much, like, not doing anything at the moment. So, seeing her actually come through with a win along with Chelsea, that'll give them something to do other than just being, like, jobbers. I think.
Enhancement talent.
Whatever. However you want to say it.
No,
yeah, this should be
the word "jobber" or whatever is kind of like a dirty word, so, you know,
let it be a dirty word. It's okay, because this is not the cleanest of shows anyway. So,
the fuck you mean?
exactly. All right. Continue with the showcase matches. Obviously, it's going to be the men's showcase match, with Braun Strowman and Ricochet tagging against the Street Profits, Alpha Academy, and the Viking Raiders. Who would you like to see come out of this one with the win?
To be honest with you, just because I love the team, and they've been kind of they've been shat on so long already, whatever, the Viking Raiders. You know, but then it'd be kind of funny, like, if they get the win or whatever, and then just go fucking totally, like, you know, off script and whatever, like, fuck you, we're War Machine again.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Like, you know, like, because I mean, like, remember when they were NXT, especially when they had like matches against the Revival and or fucking against you know, Undisputed Era or whatever, like they were fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like they've had fucking classy, even with fucking what I think if I remember correctly, was it Orny and fucking god damn it. I'm trying to remember the names. But you know, the British American whatever team.
Yeah, Danny, I don't remember.
Danny Burch or whatever, and Orny Lorcan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, with like matches like that or whatever were fucking amazing. And you know, then when they got called up, they, you know, they started doing their thing, but then that fucking name change or whatever is like, you know, like what was it, three, four times already with fucking name changes or whatever. Viking Experience, Viking Raiders, Viking Express.
Yeah.
Midnight Vikings.
Yeah.
The Killer Vikings.
Yeah.
The Heavenly Vikings.
The Viking Parade.
New Day Vikings.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
Degeneration mm-hmm. Vikings.
Yeah, pretty much. But the thing is, like, I honestly, I'm going to say it, like, I can give a fuck less about Viking Raiders. Yes, they are good. But out of all of these three teams, these four teams, I don't care about them the most.
What I feel kind of bad for is, like, you know, how Braun Strowman came back or whatever, right? You know, like, he had, like, a small little push. And then out of nowhere, it was just like, you know, dipping down.
Yeah. He's pretty much just become one of those, like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to do something. I'm just going to be here. Which is cool. But I do enjoy the fact that he is tagging with the most flippiest or floppiest dudes that he was bitching about before.
And yeah, that I was going to say. And it all started from the whole thing of him just saying, like, you know, that he didn't like that style of wrestling, which, you know, I kind of have to agree. But, you know,
that's
at
fair.
The same time
that's
or whatever, fair. You know, it's just like a lot of the people that, they, you know, that are there that a lot of the fans like are that style. So it's just kind of like, you know, you should have just held your mouth shut.
Yeah, pretty much. And the fact that they just threw him in with that guy, with one of the biggest ones that do it, too. They're like, yo. You don't like the flippy floppy shit. Let's put you with the guy that does the most of it all the time.
Come on, no way, Braun. Rikaki, Braun. Now you're gonna fucking stick together.
Yeah, basically. it's kinda like giving a person punishment that's like, oh yeah. Like when you're a kid, they give you a punishment, like, oh yeah, you don't like this? Here, have a whole fucking plate of this. Eat that.
Well, technically, whatever, that's what he's doing. He's eating that. Eat that. What?
Yeah.
The losses.
Yeah, yeah. But they are good. I enjoy them. I enjoy Alpha Academy, too, even though, like, the gimmick is pretty hilarious. And especially now that, what's his face?
Otis?
Yeah, Otis. He's not Otis from time to time. with the Maximum Male Models, it's pretty hilarious. So I kind of want to see Chad Gable actually get a good solo run.
You know, it's kind of funny. I was gonna say Otis to me or whatever is like, you know, I was gonna say wrestling Chris Farley.
Yeah, he really is. He really is. He's really funny. I enjoy what he does in ring, especially now that he has the whole thing with the Maximum Male Models. It's pretty funny. It's pretty fucking hilarious, actually.
I kind of miss old Otis or whatever, you know, the one, oh yeah, you know.
Yeah, the doofy one. That's what he was for a while, was just super doofy. I'm glad that they kind of got away from that.
Oh, no. When like, I thought it was also funny is when he shaved his fucking face and he looked like fucking Francis from Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was funny.
I was like, my man angry. Why? Because he stole Pee-wee's bike and they took it away from him.
Mm-hmm,
now he has the addiction or whatever. Yeah, I'm going to get that fucking bike back.
Yeah. But who would I like to win this match? I want to see the Street Profits win this. Because they're fucking great.
well,
Montez Ford,
whatever. They've been pushing, you know, Ford a lot.
Oh yeah, because he's fucking good.
Dude, what was it? That one spot that he did in an elimination chamber?
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah, and I mean, and honestly, his partner fucking Angelo Dawkins whatever, right? Great, like, you know, dude. Like, no, dude, he has improved a lot.
For a bigger dude, he's really fucking good. And for a bigger dude, I mean compared to, you know, Montez Ford.
Yeah. I was gonna joke around saying, like, you know, fucking Angelo Dawkins, aka Lanky D'Lo Brown, you know.
Pretty much, yeah. No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong about that. But yeah, but, I do like them. I do like them a lot. So, like,
I'm not saying that or whatever. But to me, like I said, it was just I'm going back to, you know, like I said, from NXT and even before then, when, you know, when fucking War Machine, and I'm mad that I keep going, you know, with that name, right? Mm-hmm. But you know, when they went to Indies and when they first came into NXT, they, you know, like, they were fucking monsters, dude. Like, you know, I want that team back.
Yeah, well, we can't always get what we want, right?
It's fucking life, you know.
It's also professional wrestling. So there's that, unfortunately.
Get it right. Sports entertainment.
Oh, excuse me. So
I say with this company, sports entertainment. You know, wrestling is every other fucking promotion.
Right. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right about that. You're absolutely right about that. But it can be entertaining at times. So the next match that I want to focus on is another one that I'm actually looking forward to because I like where the story is going. I was not a fan of it in the beginning, but the fact that the story has progressed and it looks pretty freaking cool. And I'm talking about Rey Mysterio versus Dominic Mysterio. I want to see Rey beat the shit out of fucking Dominic.
I just want one spot. And if you can give me this one spot, I will forever be happy.
Okay.
I want fucking old school Hispanic parent or whatever. I want Rey to just out of nowhere pull out a chancleta and just
beat
his ass.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and, you know, I can see people right now like, why? I was like, listen. As a Hispanic or whatever, to just see that right there, I'll be like, you know, just start screaming or whatever, you know, toma cabrón, toma, toma.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, they're Mexican, so you got to go with the pinche ways, you know, you got to go with the pinche ways all the time.
Yeah, but but honestly, the whole thing is this: it's just the way that it looks like it may play out, and it'll help Dominic in the long run. Is that, you know, I guess because, you know, dude. I mean, Rey's up there in age, and we tend to forget that.
Not only is that, but like the fact that like he is being inducted into the Hall of Fame too. So this could essentially, if you really think about it, the way I'm going with it,
he could give his son the rub that he needs.
This could be his final match, which is how I see it. I would, if it is, I would love to see it if this was his final match, so that way he would lose to Dominic. Basically giving Dominic
but do you
that
know
extra
how many
push.
People would just be upset, like, you know, really? Why?
And that's the, point.
But like I said, it makes sense. You know, he's passing the torch to his son.
Yeah. Which I mean, like, would give him huge heel push right there.
Yeah. But then the other thing, like the negative standpoint would be like saying like how when Kurt Angle had the the match against Baron Corbin, and that didn't really do much for Baron Corbin.
Well, that's Baron
Corbin. And I feel kind of bad because, you know, the whole thing is this. Baron Corbin's not bad, but he's not. You know, but he, you know, he's meh.
He's getting pushed under. He's getting pushed under everything. Which is kind of like his gimmick now, because anything that you see, whether he's being interviewed in the back, they're like, oh, yeah, look, there's something more important happening other than you right now.
Okay. you know, here we are now speaking with Baron Corbin. Hey, how's it going? Oh shit, something else more important's coming up.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Again?
Happens all the time, which is pretty fucking great.
Ladies and gentlemen, so, Baron Corbin.
Yeah. So I would not be surprised.
Saturday night.
I would not be surprised if this whole back and forth with him just like getting pretty pissed off about this whole thing, why he winds up becoming sad Corbin again.
Honestly, whatever. And that gimmick, like, for whatever reason, that gimmick got over too.
Oh yeah, it did.
And then, you know, when what was it, when he won that the jackpot in like that jackpot in Vegas?
Yeah, or whatever, yeah. When he became Happy Corbin all of a sudden.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, it was then afterwards or whatever, my man became fucking, you know, Scott Van Corbin.
Yeah.
With that fucking hat. Oof.
But I kinda wanna see Ray win this one. Not Ray, but I wanna see Dom win this one. Especially, you know.
Well, I'm just saying though, like, to push him forward,
yeah,
you know, technically he really needs it too.
Yeah. We need Khan Dom to win. Because Khan Dom has been fucking fantastic, dude.
You're gonna be hilarious if he wins and he goes, "That's why I'm Eddie's son."
Yeah, he kind of hinted at, I think it was last week or this week or whatever, when he was pretty much like, "Yo, like, I kind of wish that I was Eddie's son instead of yours."
It'd be kind of funny. Ray just goes, "Take that back."
Yeah, yeah. Also, like I did hear on another show that when Eddie won, not when Eddie won, Ray won against JBL at WrestleMania. It was Dominic's birthday. So he missed Dominic's birthday to go fight and win against JBL.
You know, it'd be hilarious if they go with that storyline, JBL comes out of nowhere and just, you know.
Dude, that would be fantastic. Yeah.
And I'm mad that we're writing a storyline, copyright. Inner City Geeks 2023.
Yeah, yeah. But who knows? Who knows? Who knows how that's going to work? But it should be fun.
Dude, I would fucking, like, you know, be like, if let's say that does happen, right? Be like, "Yo, Steve, I'm fucking Nostradamus, man."
Yeah, yeah. We should be writers on the fucking show.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So another match that's happening that I'm excited for, but not excited for at the same time. It's kind of like, eh, like, why is this still happening? Why is this feud still going on?
I think I know where you're going with this.
The Hell in a Cell match with Edge and Finn Balor.
Gimmick match. And you know what it is? And I'll be honest with you. It's, they want an excuse to have the Demon at Mania. That's one. And two, like, you know, to have, you know, a fucking legend, Hall of Famer, or whatever, to put, you mm-hmm. know, to put something out there.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, at this point, it just seems like it's been kind of dragging. But I will say this, though. At least the Judgment Day, like, you know, as a whole, they've been doing better than before, because what was it? Like, for quite some time, you know, they were just, like, losing and losing and whatever.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
I guess when, you know, when they put on the condom, everything, you know, went up. You know.
Yeah.
I guess they took their Viagra and just, like, condom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The condom made it all better. Even though a lot
when of all actuality or whatever, it doesn't. Oh, wait. Are we talking about the same thing?
Who would have thought? Who would have thought? But yeah, so allegedly, well, not allegedly, we know that Finn Balor is coming back with the beast version of Finn Balor, and then Edge is going to be coming. Allegedly, he's going to be coming out with Gangrel. So we'll see how that.
I'm not mad at that, man.
I'm not mad about it either. I'm not mad about it at all.
You'd be kind of funny if, like, let's say if they could get it for, like, one night only, they get fucking Christian Cage too.
What? That would be amazing. But I highly doubt that's going to happen, obviously. But
come on, though. We're like, you know, oh my God, the forbidden door has been opened again.
They open wide open completely. And especially the fact that, like, everybody's going to be in LA anyway.
Yeah.
Because Supercard of Honor is happening over there too.
Yeah.
Who knows? But yeah, that'd be pretty cool. But who would you like to win this one?
It's funny because I really don't like either, so I could care less.
Exactly. It's one of those matches that is like, why?
Excuse me. This is one of those matches where it doesn't really benefit. Well, honestly, if Finn wins, it gives him a little bit of that rub, especially beating a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Right? But it's also kind of like, why is this really happening?
Yeah.
Honestly, the one person that I think would have benefited more from it, whatever, would have been like a Damian Priest.
Right. Which he has no matches in this entire fucking WrestleMania 2 nights.
Oof. And what was it? Was it last year, the year prior that, he had the thing with Bad Bunny?
Yeah, that was 2 years ago when they had the WrestleMania out here in Tampa.
Yeah.
That I worked.
Oh, you were in the car too, Steve? Nice.
Yeah.
Where's the WrestleMania check? Still waiting for it.
Yeah, basically.
Dear WWE, where the fuck is my money?
Yeah, basically. It's okay, though.
I'm still waiting. Hugs and kisses, Steve.
Hugs and kisses, the bearded guy that's not just a fan of wrestlings.
Yeah. P.S. Put me in the Rumble.
Yeah, basically. Then, yeah, I would like Balor to win this one also. Like,
I mean, he benefits more out of it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the whole thing is this. If the way that everything is playing out, especially like, because I don't want to jump forward, but if, let's say, if Edge wins and kind of disbands that group, right, then it gives more of a reason of Rhea winning and, going on her own.
Mm-hmm.
But then does she have custody rights of the condom?
Well, yeah, that's his mommy, so.
So yeah, so like I said, it's just it can really make or break this group.
Yeah, it could. But honestly, like, one, this is the Battle of the Alter Bridge, theme songs, which I get. They're good.
Fuck you. Let's go back with Creed.
Right?
but only the first album. My Own Prison. But, that's it. Anything after that? Not really.
Yeah, fair. But, like I said, I would like to see Finn Balor win this. Edge doesn't need this.
He benefits more from it than Edge does.
Absolutely. And the fact that this is a Hell in a Cell match, it's going to be a fun match.
I just wonder if there's going to be any color.
I highly doubt it. Which, because of course this is the WWE thing, and then they don't really care much for color. Even in something that you would automatically assume you would have some type of color in it.
Yeah.
The next match that I can honestly give a fuck less about is Brock Lesnar versus Omos. Don't really care.
Listen, all I'm going to say is this. As long as Brock's there, I'm fine with it. Because what I really want to see is him dunk a 7-foot person over, German suplex like at least once or twice.
Right, yes. That would be pretty cool. I that's one thing that I would be, like, I'd be pretty cool. I would be good with if that happens. Also, like, just seeing Brock just running around because Omos runs in slow motion. It's fucking hilarious, dude. It's going to be a fun match to watch. Also, like, big dude slapping man meat and shit is going to be pretty crazy. Because, of course, they're both huge dudes. And they're going to be smacking the fuck out of each other, which is perfectly cool. There's one
person that defines that, which is Brock.
Obviously, yeah. But it's just like, this is one of those matches, like I said, I can give a fuck less about. Because, like, I honestly don't really care much about Omos. And Brock, of course, is Brock. He's good. Well, he's decent.
I mean,
who would I want to see
standards,
this?
But WWE standards or whatever, Brock is great. And then him lately or whatever, being happy-go-lucky, but I'm still going to fuck you up, Brock.
Yeah.
You know, you can give me that anytime. Especially him happy as hell with his fucking cowboy hat, you know?
Right. You know what's funny? This past week on Raw, they had the weigh-ins or whatever. Why do you have a weigh-in on something that, like, makes no sense for anything?
I was just saying, weigh-in. Both of them weigh a lot.
Yeah. They're both huge.
They're both heavyweights.
Yeah. Why are you having this? Why do you have this thing or whatever? But the fact that you see Brock running side to side and Omos just going in one direction at one time. Fucking fantastic, dude. It was hilarious. But I still want to see. I would like to see Brock win this. I'm pretty sure he won't. But I want to see.
I mean, for this guy, like, you know, for Omos or whatever, he needs that win more than Brock anyway.
Absolutely.
Because regardless of the fact that whatever, you already know Brock's going to still get that check. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brock is getting that check regardless. And that's cool. I'll take it.
I just also want to see like a giant F5 or whatever too. So.
Yeah.
Just to see if this guy can't take that bump.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he can take the bump.
If he can't take it, Brock's going to make sure that he's going to try.
Yeah. Pretty much. He's like, we're going to give it to you anyway, whether you like it or not.
And he's just like, I don't think I could take it. He's like, you're going to fucking take it. I don't think I could take it. You're going to fucking take it.
You take it whether you like it or not. Grr.
Grr, angry.
Yeah, pretty much. Then the next match. Now we're getting to the nitty-gritties of the matches that I want to see. The Intercontinental Championship, Drew McIntyre, Sheamus, and Gunther, or Walter.
He will always be Walter to me, man.
Absolutely. I agree. But yeah, this match is going to be, as Sheamus always says, it's going to be a banger. I want to see this one. But honestly, I'm going to say it now. I want Gunther to retain because I want him to actually surpass the Hungry Touts men's record.
I just want him to win because he's the only person out of the three that I really like.
That's fair. That's completely fair. But like I said, I would like to see him actually win so that way he can surpass the Hungry Touts men's record.
This is what I was hoping that would happen. Mm-hmm. Because originally whatever the tease or the match that people really wanted to see was, I'm not going to say Gunther, Walter versus Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
And when they had that little tease at Royal Rumble when they confronted each other, I was just like, are they going to build it? Are they going to build it? And then WWE went, fuck you.
Yeah. They went, no, you don't get what you want, guy.
Come on, buddy.
Yeah. But guy.
I'm not your guy, friend. I'm not your friend, buddy. I'm not your buddy, guy.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. But it's okay. It's okay. Because this is going to be, like I said, this is going to be a banger of a match because all these dudes are fucking great. They're all really damn good. I like Drew McIntyre.
McIntyre has improved a lot throughout the years.
Absolutely. Since he had a title run that was fucking great, too. Like, I enjoyed his title run. I enjoy Sheamus' title run. And also the fact that, like, this is... Like, I would want to see Sheamus win.
It's just going to be an all-around hard-hitting match. Which is one of those things where, like, you know, you can just say, like, even though, let's say, like I said, there's only one really person I really care for in that match or whatever the hell. But regardless of the fact, you already know this is going to be a hard-hitting match. You're going to be like, all right, I'm invested in this.
Yeah. But, like I said, also, like, this could... this could be match of the night because... It's going to be a hard-hitting match, which I love hard-hitting match. I love violence. Give me all the violence. So we're going to see a lot of violence in this one.
Dude, I just want to see how fucking, like, hamburger meaty fucking Sheamus' chest is going to be after that.
Right? Oh, my God. Hell yeah, dude. I would love to see that. But, like, the fact that like I said, I want to see Walter win because I do still want to see that happen.
Dude.
Also the fact that like he's going to give him a huge, even bigger push, being that he is a champ, a newish champ that is going to be taking over the mantle of these two dudes that have been champs before. Even though this is a championship that Sheamus hasn't held yet.
Really? I thought that he did.
No, he has not held this title at all yet.
Okay, let's see. He's
between this one and the 24-hour title, he hasn't held that either.
Dude, I totally forgot about the 24/7 championship.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, I was also thinking about like this or whatever. You know, Sheamus, you know, former world champ. Wasn't he European?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dude, I swore that I thought he had the IC, man.
Nope, never had it.
Okay, so, I mean, if that's the case or whatever, then, like, you know, even though I don't really want it, if Sheamus does win, then, you know, then it gives him a little something.
You know what would be hilarious? It would be if Sheamus wins, right? And then when he's leaving, he finds the garbage can with the 24-hour title, and he picks up the 24-hour title and the Intercontinental title, and then he throws the 24-hour title back again because he's like, I don't need it anymore. I had it. Now I don't need it. That would be hilarious.
I thought you were going to say, like, you know, so he could just be like, I'm a Grand Slam, fella.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I mean. The fact that, like, he had the title. He is the 24-hour champion, but then he's like, I don't need this anymore. I already had it. Bye. And then retires it at that point, not completely. And actually throws it in the garbage properly.
And then R2 comes running out, whatever, like, my baby!
pretty much. But yeah, this match is going to be a banger match. And I'm excited for this one. This is one of the matches that I'm very excited for. The next match we can go into is actually the triple threat match, the women's triple threat match between Damage Control and Trish Stratus, Lita, and Becky Lynch. I can see Trish Stratus turning on these people, causing them to lose. Because Trish Stratus has been looking to become a heel for quite some time. And then her and Lita had a huge feud back in the day.
Dude, the last time that she was a heel, if I remember correctly, was when she was the manager for Tess and Albert, you know.
Mm-hmm.
TNA.
Yeah. I remember.
Not Impact.
Yeah. But I would like to say, because between Trish and Lita, they had some of the hugest matches back in the day. So the fact that, like, dude, she's like, yo, like, they don't have to be together because, of course, you know, she could be like, oh, yeah, we're not coexisting anymore. I'm going to go my own way. You can go fuck yourselves. Because Becky Lynch obviously is Becky Lynch. She doesn't need any other push because she is the man, obviously. And I just want to see it. I just want to see the craziness ensue because I do want to see Trish Stratus go crazy and cause him to lose the match.
Basically, well, I you know, not to cut you off, and I'm sorry, but
no, it's fine. It's fine.
I'm just very happy that at least Dakota Kai and Io Sky, or as you know, I want to say Io Shirai, because you know,
that's
they're getting matches at Mania, like, you know, mm-hmm. like you know, they're gonna be Mania. I think,
right.
I'm happy for them for that.
Yeah, but it's like this feud just doesn't really make any sense to me. Like, I get it. You have the old timers, the newish peoples and stuff.
Well, you know it. The way you're putting it or whatever is, you know, you have, you know, a heel team that, like, you know, was like they had like a little push when they, you know, when they first came out, and then it kind of
quit. It fizzled out completely.
Right. But, you know, you also have, you know, two legends and a bona fide future Hall of Famer in Becky Lynch. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So if anything, I just want Damage Control just, you know, to win anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is gonna be a fun match.
And then when Bailey, you know, Bailey gets the, like, let's say she gets the pin or whatever against Becky Lynch or whatever, ding dong, hello.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take it.
You'll be hilarious. If, let's say, for example, if Trish just turned or whatever, and then she takes Dakota and Io from Bailey, and then Bailey becomes the hugger again.
That'll be hilarious, dude.
Yeah, but at the same time,
whatever. I highly doubt it.
I doubt it, of course, but, you know, so many old school Bailey fans will love it. But then, I don't know about you, heel Bailey is fucking way better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I like heel Bailey way more. But it should be fun. It should still be fun. It should be so fun.
She murdered her two men on Raw, whatever.
Yeah.
Committed fucking, you know, murder to, like, Andy's toys. You know?
Pretty much. But it's fun. It's fun. It's fun. Yeah. I like seeing this version of Bailey.
And it will, like, you know, this match or whatever will kind of make up for, was it the Mania a couple years back when, you know, she got bitched out by the Bella Twins?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Garcia Twins now?
Well, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah. That's cool. It would be cool. I want to see this match. I do want to see, even though it has, like, no real, like, I have no, like, investment in this match. I kind of, like I said, I do want to see Trish turn, which leads to, you know, Lita actually going away. Even though she's not great, she's not bad, but, like, there's no real need for her, honestly.
Do you really want to have a mind fuck or whatever? Look up Lita when she was from CW, when she was known as Miss Congeniality.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Versus now.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see the immense difference of, like, you know, look and everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can imagine. Yeah. Wow.
Like, you know, you're going to take a look at that or whatever and just be like, who the fuck is... Holy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah, they changed. They changed. Because that was also, like, fucking almost 20 years... More than 20 years ago, so I see it. Whew. We're old.
Seasoned.
Well, okay. Fair. I'll take it. The next match that's happening. Seth Rollins. Or Seth freaking Rollins against Logan Paul.
Honestly, this is a match I don't give two shits about.
Fair, yeah.
But if this is the case or whatever, I want better Adam Page to win.
And which one is better, Adam Page?
Logan Paul. Logan Paul. He does the fuck Lariat better than fucking Adam Page.
Yeah. You're not wrong. Yeah, but I don't want to see Logan Paul to win. He is hands down probably one of the best celebrity wrestlers that I've seen. But I kind of want him to lose, because
what does it gain for Rollins to get that victory?
What does it gain for Paul to win to get that victory? Nothing. There's literally, like, nothing at stake with this.
More match. Subscribers. I don't know what the fuck I tell you.
Dude, there's no winning for either one of them. They don't get anything out of it, either, no matter what.
That Mania check.
That's about it. Like, there's nothing like, oh my god, I need to see this guy win. Because one, there's no titles on the line for this. There's no, like, oh yeah, whoever wins this can be the number one contender for the championship. No. Not even for, like, the U.S. title. None of that. It's just a match to have a match. This is essentially a filler match.
Yes and no. Because the whole thing is this. Even though I'm not a fan of his or whatever, Seth Rollins does have a huge fan base.
Yeah.
Logan Paul or whatever has a huge fan base or whatever. Yeah. But, you know, outside of wrestling, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it? When he had that match at fucking, what was it, Crown Jewel?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people like went, you know, ape shit crazy over, you know, like the crazy shit that he's done.
Mm-hmm.
You can, this match, honestly, maybe one of those show stealing matches.
It could be. It could be because they, like I've said before, like, he's good. Logan Paul is good. He knows how to work a crowd because he is a fan of wrestling, which is totally cool. I still want to see Seth Rollins win because honestly, like Logan Paul, even though he is, like I said, I keep saying it again, Logan Paul is really good. I could see him winning eventually, but I don't want to see him win against Seth Rollins. I know it's probably just selfish of me to say that, but
no, I'm just saying, and I get it, because you would want really more the actual pro wrestler to win.
Right.
I'm sorry, sports entertainer.
Whatever.
But you get what I mean. The actual yeah. worker. You want the actual yeah. you want the actual full-fledged worker to win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see that. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. What's the next one? What's the next one? Okay, we went over that one, went over that one. Okay, the next one would be another title match. And that'll be the one that we're going to see, even though we're not supposed to be seeing. John Cena versus Austin Theory for the U.S. Championship.
I can't wait to see Peacemaker make his, you know, make his Romania debut. Yeah. I really want him to come up to that song. Do you really want to? Do you really want to?
Dude, that would be amazing. That would be amazing.
My man comes out with the whole fucking crew and everything like that too.
That would be amazing, dude.
And Robert Patrick doing that fucking weird dance that he did, even mm-hmm. though he's dead in the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that would be really cool.
I know that's not gonna happen. But
I know.
If let's say for shits and giggles, if that does happen or whatever, I will be marking out in the house, like, you know. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You're not wrong, dude. You're not wrong. Who would you want to win this match?
I like neither one of them, so I don't care. But yeah. Honestly. Just for him to get the push or whatever, it would have to be Theory.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
But like I said,
again, it's a match that I don't really care for. Yeah.
As a wrestler, John Cena as a wrestler, can't stand him. John Cena as an actor, fucking love him.
Yeah.
You yeah. know, but like I said, who I'm going to see go over? Peacemaker.
Yeah.
Not always a Theory, Peacemaker. And mm-hmm. then it's like, no, you're going to get fucking John Cena with the jorts and everything like that, you know. You know.
With the jorts and the bald spot?
Yeah. Oh, man. They're going to try really hard or whatever to just shoot every angle away from the, you know.
Uh-huh. Or they'll just, spray it in so that way it looks like he has hair.
Or... if anything, whatever. What if he just gets like that old cut that he had when he was I forgot. God damn it, I forgot the name that he was when he was in OVW.
I know what you're talking about. I don't remember his name either, but I know what you're talking about.
Or when he first came out, remember when he had like just the front part or whatever and everything else was just like really short cut?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like yeah. That would work. But then I guess, you know, for roles and other purposes or whatever, he has to have the hair a little bit at least, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say, you know who I want to see go over? Fucking Buff Ernest.
Yeah.
Hey, Burn. Want to see me do an attitude adjustment? Okay. Know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind seeing. I do want to see this match, but I don't really care who's gonna win this one, because regardless, it's gonna be a fun match.
But Theory needs it just to push, you know, to elevate him.
For sure.
His stock, if you will.
And not only just that, but it also passes down the torch, pass over the torch as far as, you know, Cena was the U.S. title, U.S. champ previously, and handing over look, you won, you're the better U.S. champ over me. And I get it. That would be cool. That'd be a cool little send-off or whatever, pretty much, at this point, hopefully retiring fucking John Cena, and he just does the acting. But we'll see. We'll see. And then this leads us to the two women's matches that haven't had any push whatsoever. And that's the women's title, the Raw women's title match with Bianca Belair and Asuka. Which I'm like, why have they not pushed anything for this match at all?
I mean, they tried, but it's been kind of falling flat.
Have they tried? Have they really tried?
I mean, no. If you want to ask me, who do I want to win?
Who do you want to win? Well, like, I know
Asuka.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
I'm just saying, though, I'm going to give you the couple reasons why. First of all, whatever. Right, like, you know, when she debuted on fucking Royal Rumble as fucking Kana, I was like, what? Hell yeah. Right? Yeah.
You Pacific Rimmed everywhere. I got you.
My fucking TV had to be clean and everything, whatever. Mm-hmm. You had to get the Ouija and the fucking, you know, the Lysol, because, you know, it was just, a mess.
It was dangerous.
Oh my God, man, fucking, you know. It's like my TV became a glazed donut.
Yeah.
But honestly, the reason why, the main reason is, if you notice, the past few manias that she's been in or whatever,
she's lost.
Yeah. And honestly, and I really felt like she should have won against Charlotte.
I agree.
Right. So, you know, I'm hoping. And I know a lot of, like, you know, it's an unpopular opinion, but I do hope Asuka gets that win.
Oh, no, I don't think it's an unpopular opinion, because I agree with you also.
A lot of people, whatever, like, you know, even though, you know, Bianca, whatever, has improved a lot or whatever, and she's still, you know, there's still room for improvement.
There's always room for improvement.
But, you know, but the thing is,
she's good, though. She's actually really damn good. I enjoy her. Good,
but she's not like one of my tops, so.
No, for sure. For sure. But I would like to see Asuka, especially the fact that, like, Asuka has been around for a very long time.
Yeah. And
people don't know that.
She needs that, at least that one Mania win, man.
Absolutely, dude. She's been around for a really fucking long time. I think she's like my age. Am I wrong?
I think she's my age.
Probably. And for those that don't know, we're in our 40s. So, yeah. She's been around for a very long time. I want to see her actually win. Not that she's been in the WWE for that long, but all over the world.
Yeah.
And especially, like, in Japan. She did a lot of shit in Japan before she came over. So, I want to see her actually get the win. Win the title. Have her finally, her finally get her, you know, WrestleMania moment. Because everybody needs a WrestleMania moment. I would like a WrestleMania moment, even though I don't fucking take bumps. I would still enjoy this. This is going to be a fun match. I want to see Asuka win, like I said. And the next match would be the women's title, the SmackDown women's title match. Between Charlotte Flair, and Rhea Ripley.
You don't even have to, like, listen. Charlotte, great work and everything like that. But I think this is the time where, you know, Rhea needs this. And I want Rhea, like, you know, honestly, Rhea is like one of my top faves.
Absolutely, dude.
Right. Like, you know, she needs that fucking win. And you know, what is it? Already, like, Rhea already lost twice in Mania versus Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
So this third one, whatever, she gonna be like, you know, fuck you, Flair. It's my time to shine.
Yeah.
And then afterwards or whatever, she gonna put on her condom and go wild.
Yeah, yeah. It's gonna be fun. This is gonna be a fun match. Mostly because I think, personally, my personal opinion, Rhea is better than Charlotte. My personal opinion, I enjoy Rhea's work way better than Charlotte.
I just think the problem is that Charlotte suffers from what I put in the same category as Roman. That, you know, putting, like, you know, like, pushing her, you know, like, too much, like, you know, like, oh, you know, she's the best, she's the best, she's the best, right? And she's like, you know, like, yeah, she's good, you know. But like, she can work. But at the same time, it's just like that whole thing of like, she's, you know, like, she doesn't really, like, she doesn't really need this win in Mania.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't. Okay, check this out. So, I think it was a couple weeks ago. She was having a match against somebody. I don't remember who exactly it was. But it legit looked like she was in slow motion the entire time. She was doing so many moves that it legit looked like she was in slow motion the entire time. Granted, yes, she was trying to be, you know, she was trying to be safe. She was trying to be this, she was trying to be that. But it looked bad to me. Well, not just me, the other people that saw it also. It didn't look like something, like, for something that a champion should be doing. Working so slow. I don't know.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Maybe she was a little bit faster than Omos, but
Well, what I'm gonna say is this. The way that it seems like it's gonna play out is that Rhea's gonna win and then Charlotte's gonna turn heel again.
Was she ever, to me, she was never really been a babyface?
No, like they like
they're trying to push her as a babyface.
Yeah, but it's just like Charlotte works much better as a heel.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, Charlotte or whatever is just like, you know, athletic Karen.
Yeah. Yeah, I see it. But yeah, this should be a fun match.
Woo! I need to speak to your manager. Woo!
Yeah, pretty much. What do we have left? We have, what, 3 matches left? 2 matches left?
Well, the 2 matches that...
Oh, the 2 big matches, the 2 important matches that we kind of, like, saved for last, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship match between Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus the ones, the Usos. I am very, very looking forward to this match. I have become a huge Sami Zayn fan, especially since he started with the Bloodline. The Bloodline has been the reason I've really been, like, actually paying attention to WWE. Because if that wasn't there, then I'd just be like, fuck this show. But yeah, it's been very entertaining. And the fact that, like, he's going up against the dudes that he considered to be at one point his brothers within the Bloodline.
Yeah, they haven't been very oozy lately.
No, they haven't. They haven't been very Uzi lately at all. And the fact that he's also like reignited the love between himself and Kevin Owens makes me really happy. But even though I would want to see them win, I would not be surprised if Kevin Owens turns on him.
And he becomes a member of the Bloodline?
I don't know, but I don't think becoming a member of the Bloodline. I don't think he's gonna go that far.
I mean, I say this. For storyline purposes or whatever, if let's say, because I really want the Usos to lose those titles.
Mm-hmm.
No, I feel like Kevin Owens, and you know, Kevin Owens out of like everybody there is one of my top faves in the WWE right now.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to get a Mania win. It's been a minute.
Yeah, I agree.
Right. And, you know, last year, even like, honestly, I think him and Austin stole the show.
Absolutely.
Right. And I think KO needs this win.
Yeah.
I think another good thing would be is that, you know, other than him getting that win, Sammy, you know, getting that Mania, you know, getting that Mania moment, mm-hmm. or whatever the hell, that personal retribution against everything that's happened to him and Kevin,
mm-hmm.
you know, because of all the bullshit from the Bloodline.
Yep.
And what I feel bad for is Kevin went through way more bullshit, dude. Like, honestly, in my personal opinion or whatever the hell, if it wasn't for Cody winning or whatever the hell, I wish Kevin would have got that match against Mania, you know,
oh, yeah.
for Rumble. And
I'm not wrong. I'm not mad about that.
Because yeah. I still say Kevin or whatever deserves another run with that belt. Because honestly, whatever, I am super tired of fucking Roman as a champion.
I think everybody is. The fact that it's been like 4,000 days. Granted, I'm exaggerating. It's not having been 4,000 days. But it's been a long fucking time.
2 years, dude. 2 years.
More than 2 years, dude.
No, I'm saying, no, like at least, you know, 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah, it should be.
No, that's what I want. I want Kevin Owens and other to win.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm looking at this right now. Yeah, so his title reign as of right now is over 939 days. Over 939 days as the champion. So that's over 3 years. Or probably about 3 years or so. But it's a long fucking run, dude.
You know what's funny? How the rumor was that they wanted him at least to get him to 1,000.
That's fine. We don't need that.
Yeah, we definitely don't need that.
Yeah. Don't need that. Don't need that at all. But yeah, it should be a good match. I want to see we didn't even finish with the Usos. We obviously say we want to see Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens win.
Yes, I want Kevin Owens and others to win.
Yeah. I want to see Kevin Steen and Generico to win the match. Yes. That's
what it'd be hilarious, my man. Like, you know, to get the power up or whatever, he puts on the mask and everybody goes fucking ape shit.
Right? That'd be amazing,
ole,
dude.
Ole, ole, ole.
Yeah. That would be fucking
fantastic. Dude, what if he fucking does his old finisher, the turnbuckle fucking brainbuster?
That'd be great.
My question is though, who's gonna take that fucking, you know, Jimmy or Jay?
I think Jay should take that if they did do that. I think it would be Jay, being that he was the one that it pretty much got
my man gave him the fucking, you know, the et tu Brute.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, this should be a really fun match. Like, I want to see this one. Also, like the fact that, like, the Bloodline, I kind of want to see how this works, especially they do lose, what's going to happen with this? Are they going to stick with the bloodline? Are they going to be mad at Roman? What's going to happen with that? But also, leading right into the next match, which is going to be Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes for the Universal, well, Undisputed title, whatever the fuck it is.
WWE Universal Championship, yeah, yeah.
The Forever Championship, because he's had it fucking forever. Yeah, I want to see Cody win this.
Dude, honestly, whatever. I Cody has to win this.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I know I'll probably be crying because, you know, because remember, the whole thing is he wants to do this for his dad.
Yeah, the son of a plumber.
If, you know, if his dad was alive and he would have just, you know, just to pass him that belt. Oh, dude, mm-hmm. I would have. The fucking waterworks and everything, man.
Mm-hmm.
Total yeah. bitch.
Yeah. This is going to be a good match.
Dude, question. What is the name of Cody's dog?
Shit. I forget.
You know what makes it funny? That the fucking dog has a Funko Pop.
Yeah. Pharaoh.
What is it? Oh, Pharaoh?
Yeah, Pharaoh.
Oh, dude. Fucking the mania spot, whatever, you know. Wrestling has more than one royal family. The dog comes out first or whatever. And everyone. Mm-hmm. Cody Rhodes.
Yeah. This is gonna be a good match. Like, I am a fan of Cody. I did enjoy him in the AEW for quite some time. I didn't like the fact that, like, everybody turned on him.
No, but you know what? Guess me?
What?
Cody, like gimmick-wise and everything, whatever, works better here than it did in AEW.
Yeah, for sure.
And but the problem is, because you know what it is? It's Cody is a, like, more well-rounded wrestler than a lot of people over there.
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I would say that he is more of a sports entertainer. Because he is a great wrestler.
Yeah.
But the fact that he also has that huge sports entertainment within there as well is what gives him that extra push. Which is why he is good in WWE. That's where he was. He started there.
Yeah.
And then his dad was there, so, like, he had that within his genes for forever, obviously.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
Listen, even though I know this wouldn't happen, or, like, I mean, maybe it could happen, but not really at the same time.
What?
Fucking Dustin is in the crowd or whatever.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah, but
they're all going to be out there. Of course,
that's not going to happen, you know.
You never know.
Contractual reasons, you know.
Dude, you know what would be amazing? If they might be there, but what I'm saying, what would be amazing is if Tony Khan over this week has conversations with them over there. Being that they're all going to be over there. Like, oh yeah, let's just talk. And then you see little people here and there showing up from AEW in WWE.
You finally had Miro pop up.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be fucking great? Granted, yes, it is a fucking
hilarious or whatever. The invasion angle, which fucking people will fucking split their wigs and fucking lose it, you know.
Yeah. Especially since, like, there are the WWE is being sold. And they are going to be in L.A. while everybody else is in L.A. at the same time. Why not? Be nice with each other, people.
I say, no, even though I think it's impossible, what will be hilarious is this. If, let's say, at the end of whatever, this dude just comes out. I just bought WWE. I'm the new owner. We're going to have Forbidden Door, Ring of Honor, New Japan, WWE.
Mind blown, dude. I'm down for it, dude. I'm down for that shit, dude.
Oh my God. Dude, fucking, like, you know, the wrestling world or whatever, fucking, like, just shit bricks and everything like that or whatever.
Yeah.
Unless they sign like that really did happen. Shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I am totally down for it, dude. That would be pretty much fuck, like, breaking open the Forbidden Door. That would be, like, fucking knocking it off the fucking hinges.
Brother, they say fuck your door, and that's your, that door just shattered to a million pieces.
Yeah. Just breaking down the house. Break the walls down.
Wow, that's how you bring Jericho back?
Yeah.
I'm mad that we're writing a WrestleMania card right now, whatever. It's like, you know, and they're just going like, that ain't fucking happening. That ain't fucking happening.
Yeah. Like you were saying before we started, we're fantasy booking this whole thing.
Dude, there's one match that I think we kind of passed, but even though I think that, like, it's still not going to happen. But remember, there was supposed to be Bray Wyatt versus fucking Lashley.
That's not happening. unless they decide, unless they say something on SmackDown on Friday. But yeah, that's not that's not happening as of right now. As of this recording on Tuesday, that's not happening.
Yeah. I mean,
like I said, it could happen. It could happen.
No, but what I was saying is, let's say Bray Wyatt does, you know, appear Mania or whatever and has a match, definitely needs that win. Because what was it? That fucking momentum when fucking, you know, Randy beat him. You know, especially when Bray had that cool thing when he fucking came out that giant fucking Jack in the Box.
Yeah. At WrestleMania last year. Oh, 1-2 years ago.
Yeah.
When I was there, yeah, it did nothing for me. That Bray spot did nothing for me.
You know, and what really gets me is this. It's just like, he is such a talented dude.
Absolutely, dude.
Right. But, you know, it's just like, I think what the problem is, it's just like, they didn't have enough faith in, like, you know, in him.
In anything.
You know, like, him doing, like, the gimmick stuff. Mm-hmm. Because which, it was just like, you know, I mean, we like the gimmick because, you know, you sell us all these shirts, you know, and make us money.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, man.
Yeah. Like, where is it going? We don't know where it's going.
Right in the pockets.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so. Matches, like, you know, like, now we can go into well, I mean, you said it already, you know, that you want Cody to win too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Like I said, for everything going on or whatever, for that whole thing, especially for Dusty, man, you know, I want Cody to win too.
Mm-hmm.
And besides, I'm fucking tired of Roman as champion. Like,
am I tired of Roman as champion, I am tired of him being champion and not being on the fucking shows.
Honestly, the rumor that's been, like, going around has been, like, after Mania that he was going to step down for a while anyway.
Which is completely fine. That's fine. So give up your fucking title. You don't want to fucking wrestle so much? Cool. Give up your fucking title. Okay. Post-Mania. What do I want happening? Cody wins the title, right? Cool. And then on Raw, we see Jay White come to WWE and then start the whole feud with him, with Cody, being that, you know, they used to be Bullet Club members or whatever. Who's the better Bullet Club member now? That would be awesome.
I kind of, I don't know. Like, I'm just saying, I'm not, I could give two shits of the Bullet Club, but, you know, I'm sorry, NWO Light. But, yeah.
That's fair. You could say that. You could say that. That's perfectly fine.
What I would like is this. Because of the match that they had at the Rumble, Gunther comes out of nowhere just saying, like, you know, I want that first shot.
Fair. Yeah.
That's what I want. Or if Cody goes, I want to give people opportunities for this belt. And then I know what you hear. You know, and fuck it. Shinsuke comes back or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I honestly feel like, you know, and like Shinsuke should have won that match against Styles years ago at fucking Mania.
Mm-hmm.
But heel Shinsuke, you know, was cool.
Yeah.
But then, you know, something like that. Or, damn, I'm trying to think of, like, who else. Honestly, just because that they have a story, you know, like a story past, because, you know, they kind of came up together, too. Randy Orton comes back and one of the first people to go against him.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were rumors that Randy might be coming back.
Right. Or bring back RK-Bro. I'd be cool with that, too.
Oh, my man comes back from rehab.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'd be hilarious, whatever. I want to give someone that, like, you know, who I, you know, I want to give anybody an opportunity. Whoever's the first person to come, bro.
Yeah, yeah. That would be amazing, dude.
Yeah, but you already know, if Cody's going to have that belt, you know, at least, you know.
Okay, so here's something else. Here's something else. Cody wins the belt, and he's like, you know what? For so long, we've been holding on to these two belts. He just splits it. Like, okay, listen, like, we'll have a tournament or whatever to see who will be whatever version of the championship. I'll keep one belt, and then you guys can fight with each other for whatever other belt you want. It's your choice. It's the dealer's choice or whatever, I guess you can say. I'll keep one, and then you guys can fight over whatever other belt you want to be with, whatever brand you want to be with, whether it's Raw or SmackDown. I'll take that, dude.
You know what's funny? The other rumor that's been going around or whatever is that they're thinking about maybe bringing Braun Breaker up to their main roster.
Which is perfectly fine. I'll take it. He deserves to be out of there because, like, he's pretty much gone through the entire everybody there more than once. More than fucking, like, five times. He's been through the entire roster. So, like, I kind of want to see him out of there, too. I'm not against it at all.
There's so many possibilities or whatever. Like, you know, I don't even know if he's out because of injury or whatever, but Cody's first challengers could also be maybe someone like AJ.
AJ's out because of his ankle or whatever that he broke a couple months ago.
Okay. So then that's all right.
But he may be back. He may be back because it's already been a couple months or whatever.
Yeah.
So he may be back. Or just teasing it like, oh yeah, he came back so that way. Even though he may not be cleared, he just come back to just show up, show his face, like, oh yeah, look, I'm here.
When I get the clearance or whatever, Cody, you mad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be good. That'd be good. Seeing the phenomenal one actually do something other than just having like fucking like little bullshit matches.
Damn.
It would be cool.
I'm just, like I said, I'm just thinking of other people that they can try to push up or whatever.
Dude, push Carl Anderson. Carl Anderson is really fucking good. They haven't done anything with him since he came over.
Dude, I haven't even seen the fucking Good Brothers in a while.
They were, I think they were on SmackDown or something this past week or something like that.
Okay, but
Meacham was in the tag team showcase elimination or some shit with somebody, but she didn't do anything because she got eliminated too. Which is, I'm kind of like, why would they? She's so damn good. Mia Yim is so damn good. And the fact that they're not doing anything with her right now, I'm like, what the fuck, dude? She had such a huge push when she first started there recently.
And, yeah, and then she kind of fizzled out too.
Yeah. Pretty much everybody that Triple H has brought back has gone really nowhere. I don't know. That's just my thought.
I just think it's funny how, you know, that you bring Johnny Gargano to, you know, to the main roster and everything like that, right?
And then throw him back to NXT.
Yeah, yeah. My man is going to be one of the headliners in fucking Stand and Deliver.
Yeah, but that's also the same thing that they did with fucking Apollo Crews. They threw him back over there and they're just like, okay, yeah, he's good over there, but he's not doing anything over there anyway.
Yes, he is.
What is he doing?
With his old fucking his old fucking guy, you know, comrade.
Yeah, he's enjoying fucking catering. That's what he's doing over there.
Hey, they have good chicken fingers, I heard.
That's what I heard too.
With the dipping sauce, the finger blasters.
yep. But yeah, dude, it's gonna be interesting WrestleMania weekend. So
yeah, well. Going for like I said, when it comes to like fantasy booking, whatever. Because to me, when it comes to Mania was always supposed to be like, you know, like the big matches that you would want to expect or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. like honestly, which I think would be funny if let's say somehow if it does work out, let's say after Lesnar, whatever, you know. Goes against Omos or whatever, like, you know, day one or whatever, and let's say Gunther wins, and then day two, whatever, Gunther is there, whatever, and Brock just goes, hey, champ, you want to put that title on the line? And you have fucking... And then Gunther goes, I'm not going to go against you, but Walter will. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And then right there, whatever, just so you can just see, you know, I want to see if my man can make that hamburger meat chest of Brock Lesnar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Oh my God. I just thought about another thing.
What?
I don't even know if he's cleared or whatever, but, you know, Cody's first day back, you know, back on, like, you know, if Cody does win it or whatever, and Cody mm-hmm. has like an open challenge or whatever, and you know, don't you dare be sour, and fucking Big E comes out.
Oh, that would be dope. That'd be great. I miss Big E.
That, like, you see, like, fucking, we're fucking shit right now too.
Yeah, yeah. Big E's awesome. Sucks that he got fucking injured the way he did.
I mean, it was a mistake on Ridge Holland.
Oh no, for sure. Like I'm not saying anything against him. Like Ridge Holland is really good. It just, you know, it's a tough sport to be in. Shit's gonna happen. You just have to hope for the best whenever you're doing that.
Oh, I don't know if you heard the other rumor or whatever, but apparently, there's been a rumor too that this dude or whatever is dropping the name Butch is going to go back to Pete Dunne.
Allegedly, yeah. What I think is going to happen is
that'll be hilarious.
If they break up the Brawling Brutes.
Push him up? Shit. Cody Rhodes versus fucking the Bruiser. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. But I think that it will happen only if the Brawling Brutes split up. Then they would give him Pete Dunne back.
I can see that. Okay. But then what's funny is that they kind of wanted to do it a while back, but apparently, you know, the Brawling Brutes got over and they were like surprised how over they got.
They went way over, dude. Even when they're not fighting, they're way over, dude. Because they haven't technically done anything with the Brawling Brutes in the last few weeks. I'm going to say within the last month since they pretty much had like their last match together. Haven't seen them do anything with them together.
I just think it's because, you know, like I said, it's just they've been pushing that feud for the IC title.
Mm-hmm.
So
And even, but I think Butch had a match on, I think it was like SmackDown or something last week. Okay. But like as far as, and he got the win, but they haven't really done much in quite some time.
Ooh, what if, you know, like, cause you know, remember, cause you have Imperium or whatever, right? So you have the Brutes kind of like, you know, try to stop Imperium or whatever from like attacking, but somehow with that distraction, you know, Walter, whatever, gets the fucking win against Sheamus. And then it puts in, you know, those seeds of like, you know, uh-oh, there's trouble in the, you know, in the Brawling Brutes.
True, yeah.
And then that's how you can kind of bring back the Bruiserweight.
Yeah, I can see that.
I love this old fucking theme song, man.
It was good.
Yeah. But,
We'll see.
Oh my God, dude. And then I'm just thinking to myself too, like, you know, the other thing that makes me laugh is, what is it that, was it, didn't The Miz have a match last year Mania, and then this year he's just the host,
he doesn't need to fight.
Okay. Not saying fight, but you know,
I think he did have a match last year. I just don't remember.
Yeah, well, I just feel kind of bad because at this point, like, you know, even though The Miz has been there for like a long time like that, and you know, he has improved a lot since when he, you know, first started and everything like that. But it's just one of those things where, you know, like, I think he has to, like, you know, step away for a bit and then come back maybe.
Later on. Come back later.
Yeah. Survivor Series.
He could. Yeah.
But yeah, but I think that's pretty much it, man. Like, you know, because...
I think so.
Yeah. Because, I mean... You know, the whole thing of... All right. You know, it seems like they're pushing Bronson with Reed.
Mm-hmm. So... Jonah. They're pushing Jonah. I like him better as Jonah.
Well, it was funny. I like them in NXT as Colossal Bronson Reed.
I like them in New Japan as Jonah, dude. He's fucking great, dude. He was a badass over there. But it's okay. It's okay.
Oh, my God. I just thought about something. When for the women's showcase match or whatever, what if somehow out of nowhere you hear Iconic?
That would be really cool. Highly doubtable.
Yeah, I know. I'm like I said, I'm just like spitballing random stuff that I think would probably kind of work, and just people would fucking just lose their fucking minds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're going to lose their mind regardless. Yeah, it's going to be fun, though. It's going to be an interesting weekend.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so I'm kind of excited to see what's going to happen. Let us know what you think about this. What do you think about WrestleMania? Who do you have? Who are some of your predictions? What are some of your predictions? Let us know on the socials at Suplex City Geeks or Inner City Geeks. Either one. We're there. Where can we find you, sir?
You can find me just home relaxing right now.
Fair.
Yeah, right. You can find me on Twitter at Deny, DINYED, and on Instagram at Deny, DIN.Y.ED.
Yes, and you guys can find me on the Instagram and the Twitter at Mr. Jackal, MISTERJACKAL. And that about wraps it the fuck up. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for checking out the show, letting us know what you think, especially the wrestlings, because we enjoy the wrestlings. Unfortunately, we haven't done some wrestlings in quite some time, but...
We're back!
We might even do a post-WrestleMania show, so... We'll see. So thank you guys for listening, like I said. Make sure you check out all the shits on InterCityX.net. That's about it, so... We'd like to wish you all the best in your future endeavors.